Do you remember the Got Milk campaign?
Of course, Ben.
It was really fucked up. I didn't like it. Because a lot of them was like people choking.
Nope, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like someone eating a fucking cookie. Mustache. There was one where there was a guy in a full body cast. And he's like, his whole family.
I should've drank more milk.
No. His whole family is around him. And he's like, all he's got is a slit for his mouth.
Oh, I kind of remember that.
And they're like, oh, man. Oh, hope you feel better. And they're like feeding him cookies through his little mouth slot. But then he's like, it's so fucking gross. Then he's panicking because he needs milk to wash it down. And his whole stupid family is just standing around him chugging milk. And you just hear the glop, glop, glop sound of them swallowing. And I just, as a kid, remember thinking, this is fucked up. Why?
You kind of have the vibe of like an adult who drinks milk.
Fuck you, dude.
Shares were just getting hammered this morning.
Every day they're pounding it.
I'm not fucking leaving.
I feel like we might have talked about this before, but I think it's crazy that. So that's Got Milk commercials.
Yeah.
It wasn't a company.
No, it was.
It was just milk.
It was straight
it was
up
big milk.
It was big milk. It was like the dairy farmers.
I love that.
You love that?
I like people working together.
It's weird. and then they had the print campaign
with all the mustaches.
Yeah, but they were gross. They were just like super white.
Eric Jeter.
I remember one with Steven Tyler, the singer of Aerosmith, and he's got his mouth.
Oh, he's got those creamy milky lips.
He had his mouth wide open.
It's
too perfect. It's just disgusting. These commercials were disgusting. If you're out there and you know someone associated with Big Milk,
kill them.
In that campaign, yeah, kill them. Waterboard them, milkboard them.
Oh,
waterboard them with milk. They'd probably love it because they're fucking.
Dude, remember that fucking? I forget who it was. It was some right wing psycho who was like, "Waterboarding's not torture." And then
Ben Shapiro.
No. This was like literally like probably 2004. It was
Bill O'Reilly. I think it was.
I don't think so.
It was either Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly if it's circa 2004.
There were so many more.
Yeah, but they were like the big ones. They were the big ones.
You didn't even let me finish. I think that's the problem.
Hurry up.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
What?
And you're like, so why don't you tell me what I'm going to say?
He tried it. And it is torture.
Dude, have you ever watched it?
Uh-uh.
He doesn't last 3 seconds.
Wow.
He's like, it's not torture. It's not torture.
I feel like
and
I
he's like, and
it.
Someone was like, then do it. He makes it 3 seconds. He's like, rah, 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 we shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Everyone who says it's not torture should have to get waterboarded.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not torture, but I would try it just to see what it's like.
I don't think you would like it.
As long as it's not electricity or like
dude,
fire,
it feels like
I'm
you're
down
drowning
for torture.
Immediately.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, shit. I mean, fuck. Hey, did you guys know that it's Emil's birthday today? Today for you,
today
tomorrow
for
us. It's tomorrow
yeah,
for
tomorrow
us.
Tomorrow for us.
But today for you, the viewer slash listener, if you're getting it on Friday.
So you have to be nice to me.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Oh, you got to be way more. Oh,
happy. We brought you vegan donuts, you piece of shit. You dirty. There's producer Ryan, and we got you this card. Dude, open the card.
Oh, no.
Open the card. For the listener, he's got a pile of vegan donuts that he's probably not going to eat anyway because they got sugar in them.
I'll eat them.
And he's got, it's still bikini season, so you got to blow out those candles, Babu.
Oh, yeah, I got to make a wish.
Yeah, make a wish. Tell us what it is first.
No, it won't come true.
Yeah, it will. He's wishing for, like, world peace.
More student loan forgiveness.
We'll get
it. I wish for more student loan forgiveness. I wish for a Bernie Sanders to be my father.
What's the card say?
I think it's an older woman, and it says, "Woohoo! I remembered my password."
Oh, that's cute, because she's old, and so are you. You're getting older. What's the car? What's the inside of the car say?
It says, "May all your dreams come true," which is what they printed, and then it just says, "Emil."
Yeah, I wrote that.
Thanks.
I wrote that. Originally, I was going to leave the card blank, but then I was like, oh, no, it'll be funnier to just write Emil in there.
No, that's really sweet of you.
Ah, fuck. I should have just left it blank.
No, the Emil is perfect.
Yeah, because then you can reuse the card. You can actually reuse that card.
That is very...
Now you can write whatever the message you want. You just got to use blue ink, and then your name is already written in there to write love.
Now that's...
And then dash, Emil.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah. Don't eat those donuts. You're going to get a blood sugar spike, and then you're going to crash. Yeah.
Maybe after hours we'll get
after,
a little,
after
we'll
hours. Get, we'll I'm not loopy. I'm not having any. Thank you for the offer, but I'm not going to have any.
Even in after hours?
Yeah. Maybe. I've been working so hard to build up this brick shit house. Shit brick house? What is it? Shit brick house?
Shit brick house.
Yeah. You're the shit brick house.
I'm
the diarrhea, you know.
I'm going to leave these right here.
Yeah, dip the lamp in it. Why don't you?
Hey, thanks, pal. Thanks, everybody. We love you. I love you.
So everybody sound off and wish Emil a happy 38th birthday. 38th birthday.
No, come on.
Yeah, you're the elder of the show.
You're the older one.
No, I'm not. Dude, I'm 24. I've been told that I could pull off 24.
I can't believe
27.
I can't believe you guys planned this behind my back.
Yeah. I was going to dress up as Columbo. The original plan that we thought of like last minute. Actually, my brother Sam, who was going to be on the show but couldn't make it, I was going to come in as Columbo and wish you a happy birthday.
That'd be
And
good.
Then I was going to go, hey, it's just one more thing. You drive a Subaru, is that correct? And then you'd be like, yeah. And then go, yeah, funny thing. Yeah, I wonder if you recognize this. And I was going to pull out a big rubbery dildo that said Emil on it and go, just belong to you? That's and then you'd good. Be like, yeah. And I'd be like, yeah, I found it underneath your car, right next to a dead body. It'd been bludgeoned to death with some kind of blunt object. Do I sound like him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And much like the suspect in the show, I'd be like, well, hang on, Columbo.
Oh, yeah,
that
sure.
could have been anyone could have bludgeoned him to death.
Yeah.
Just because it's my dildo.
You're right. You know, my wife has a dildo at home.
But the thing that's bothering me.
Yeah, but the thing that's bothering me doesn't really make sense. I could be wrong here. I could be off.
It's your fingerprints all
over. Yeah, it's your fingerprints all over this thing.
Yeah, I was dildoing my ass, Columbo.
Was that before or after you bludgeoned to death?
Well, hang on.
The guy outside.
It could have been anyone.
I love doing Columbo voice. Man, I think I'll be Columbo for Halloween. I normally don't give a shit about Halloween because I just don't. Now I'm going to be Columbo every year because I can do his voice.
I would have been slightly mad at you if you did all this elaborate thing.
For your birthday?
Yeah.
For Columbo?
I don't know why. I don't like when people...
Do shit?
No. Like, my parents used to throw me a surprise party every year and I hated it.
Every year?
Yeah. And it got to the point where I was like, I know you're going to do it. Don't do it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, we're not going to do it. And my birthday is August 26th. And then it would be like August 7th. And I'd come home and I'd be like, Jesus Christ. And I'd be like, this doesn't count. My birthday's in 3 weeks.
Your parents rock for that, honestly.
But then finally, I had a fit. I was like, I don't stop doing this to me.
Yeah. I've never had a surprise.
It feels like everyone's doing stuff behind my back.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. I've never had a surprise party thrown for me. And also, this
you
year,
want one?
I'm going to, maybe. This year, you can't do it because I leave for Australia on October 20th.
Yeah, and then you know where I'm I'll gonna, be? Meeting you in Japan.
You'll be meeting me in Japan on my birthday.
Yeah.
October 29th.
Surprise.
I didn't even push that one out. It just kind of burped in my throat. Hey, Glenn, folks, check the disclaimer in the description box. You're going to want to hit click more, and then you're going to get it from there. You're going to want to also
like
this
comment, video. Subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe. Kill your parents.
Nice comments
shit
already.
On your parents. Quit your parents. Shit all over those pants. Wipe the poopy pants on your parents' faces and your boss.
Do you have a comment of the week?
I don't. I know I said we're going to do a comment of the week. I said we'd do a comment of the week 2 weeks ago. We didn't. Well, we had one last week from that dipshit and who deleted his comment like a coward.
Coward.
And then this week I didn't find one because everybody was basically just saying, like, this fucking guest sucks. So that's the general comment of the week.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of I don't know, but it seems like most people were like, fuck this person.
Yeah. So, but it's back to what you people love. So
it's back to the classic Coca-Cola classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coca-Cola. Also, good time to point out. A lot of people are going absolutely dummy for the Diet Coke episode. And if you want to know what that means,
man,
you got to sign up for TMG Studios, the Trillionaire tier, and you got to get in there and check out After Hours because it's getting fun. Oh, wait, I have a comment of the week.
Oh, really?
This will entice.
Also, by the way, I might just pop out another Diet Coke for this after. I think I'm going to make Diet Coke a regular occurrence.
It won't be that regular when it fucking kills you from a aspartame stroke or something.
Also, but, as he's pulling that up, we're going to be covering student loans today. We got Japan doing some nuclear shit. We got some stock stuff. Google's fucking around. Movie passes back. Just a whole bunch of shit. You know? It's good that you had the comment ready.
I have it. I was about to fucking say it. Just give me one goddamn second.
No, it's cool. Go ahead.
I'm trying to get them in.
The clock's ticking, dude.
Here we go. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Emil dancing like he's on acid, Ben titty bopping, and Lizzo playing in the background. The Diet Coke episode will go down in history as the epitome of After Hours. Truly a can't miss for any true fan. So if you're a true fan, get in there and watch, you know, I'm dancing like I'm on acid, Ben's titty popping. Hey, that's for After Hours. Stop. Stop.
It's just a preview. I do be titty popping. It's too bad my titties don't look as good without the shirt on. They just kind of look pathetic. I don't have good genetics. Powerful, but
don't blame your jeans.
These are Gap. These are jeans. These are like Cheetos. Yeah, Cheeto pads. So hey, if you're out there, you got a student loan and you're making under what $125,000, you're having a good week, aren't you?
Well, it depends how many student loans you have.
Unless you got in a car accident. Then you're having a pretty bad week, especially if it's your fault.
Yeah, now it turns out you owe 10 grand, and you're like, this sucks.
This just offsets it completely.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. I bet that happened to someone out there.
Probably.
Looking at their phone, seeing it, and then back.
You got 45 million borrowers. Go ahead. Say it. Cut it, all right? Give me one more chance. You got 45 million borrowers.
Yeah, that's good.
What did I say the first time?
Borrowers.
Whatever, it's my birthday. I'm drunk.
It's your birthday tomorrow, so you don't get anything. Well, it's your birthday in Japan, in Australia.
Yeah. Possibly Greece? No.
No, not yet. So.
So you got 45 million borrowers. Not anymore.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's explain it first, because I've gotten DMs. I think you got DMs. People are like, what does this policy mean? What the hell's going on, right? Joe Biden, he announced after what feels like decades, we've been waiting for this fucking guy to make a decision. He has finally announced his plan for student loans. Up to $20,000 of debt cancellation. $10,000 for people without Pell Grants, and people with Pell Grants are eligible for $20,000 of...
Are Pell Grants for people with lower income?
Mm-hmm. And they're grants. They're not loans, so they oftentimes don't have to be paid back.
Mm.
But that's to target, more debt relief for lower income people.
Right.
If
you're someone who's got these loans, you don't have to do anything, right? It's just going to be automatic...
So that's the thing. It all happened, I guess, yesterday for us.
Two days ago for you, listener.
And, you know, me and our producer, we both have student loans. We were trying to get on the website. The thing has just been crashed. You can't get in. They're, you know, doing the whole, like, we'll be back in a moment thing. So we'll see. Apparently a form is supposed to come out that you'll be able to fill out. That is one of my big concerns. You know, can the Department of Education deliver?
No.
It is a little bit scary, you know? It's nice they... Ideally, they would be able to just do all this, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have all of our tax return information. They have everything they need. They have our loan amounts. They have whether or not we were Pell Grant recipients or not. Just fucking apply the cancellation.
It should be code. Like a line of... Hold at gunpoint one of the Google nerds. Kidnap them in their home. Bring them into the Pentagon or wherever the fuck you do it. And tell them what you want it to be done and it'll get done.
I also think that would be... an easier cushion too for when, because part of this as well is the pause is still in effect. He announced that December 31st is the end. This is the last one.
So you're going to have to pay.
Payments will restart January 1st of 2023. But how great would that be if, you know, everything automatically renews, you know, you can see your balance shrink.
I bet. Wouldn't it be fun that due to the government's ineptitude, they accidentally tack on $10,000 to everybody's debt?
That would not be funny. That would suck.
That would be very funny.
That would not be funny.
All the Ben Shapiro's out there and the people hating on it would be loving it.
We did it.
Man, that's the most interesting part to me is the people who are hating on it. Because at once, I kind of get it. I get where they're coming from, not as like, I had to suffer, so you do too. Which is, let's just start from there.
Okay.
How fucked up is that?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty sadistic.
Like, it's so sadistic.
I was reading you tweets of people who their entire argument is that they should not get cancellation because I paid back my student loan.
Yeah. And all of them, a lot of these people talk about how they struggled to pay back.
I suffered and struggled, so it would be unfair if someone else did not suffer and struggle.
Yeah. And I feel like the same people who are talking about that are the same people who say that everybody's too weak these days and, you know, like, oh, so now you're the one crying. I struggled, so why does everybody else not get
struggled? It's
also
just such a backwards thing. Like,
yeah. Suffering should just continue.
You're just against progress.
Yeah.
Like, anytime you struggled, well, we can't change anything because I had to suffer hardship.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, Stephen Crowder.
I was just going to say, my favorite thing about this is the Ben Shapiro's, the Stephen Crowder's, these people who are pissed about student loan forgiveness.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, it's very easy to find their PPP loans, which have been forgiven. Paycheck Protection Program, huh?
Yeah.
So here's Stephen Crowder. Student loan forgiveness sounds real nice to illegal immigrants, which, what are you talking about? People with no life experience, people who don't have families yet, and people who use preferred pronouns. And here is his Louder with Crowder LLC. He received $70,448 of PPP loans, which with interest ballooned to $71,208, all of it forgiven.
I mean, granted, that is a totally different thing, to be fair, because that was pandemic money that the government was giving out to try to keep the economy just frozen in place. But
no, that was to protect people's paychecks, right? That was to make sure workers were still getting their paychecks.
Right.
And studies have been done that it didn't necessarily do that, right? Huh. I think in the most generous study, it was like a quarter of that money went to keeping people's paychecks going.
And then the others.
On less generous studies, it's like, you know, the lowest is like 5%. The rest is going directly to businesses.
Yeah.
Directly to people like Stephen Crowder.
Stephen Crowder, who is just a penis.
But this is the problem, right? Like, it's these gifts to rich people and stuff like this. It's never a fucking problem. No one's complaining about when these are forgiven. No one's complaining about, you know, a $2 trillion tax cut that goes directly to the rich. No one fucking cares. But then when, you know, someone struggling with student debt might get some cancellation, it's like, stop the fucking presses. This is ridiculous. And they also try to put it on working people. They go, working people don't want this. You know, blue collar people don't get to benefit from this. And the nice thing is I'm seeing pushback, like UPS drivers are taking selfies in their trucks. Like, stop trying to talk for me. Like, this is good. I don't want people to struggle with student debt.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like people like Stephen Crowder, Ben Shapiro, everyone going like, oh, well, this is you're just spitting in the face of everyone out there who didn't go to college and who could. And it's just like, no, they're fucking not, dude.
That's these guys' job, though. Their job is to
rile up
boomers and rile up right wingers and just continue to sow discord because it's profitable for them.
Right.
Straight up. That's their whole business model is pointing to the other and obsessing over every little move while also saying that they're the identity politics people. These are the fucking identity politics.
I mean, look at
guys.
His fucking tweet about student loans.
Yeah, he manages.
It sounds really nice to illegal immigrants, people with no life experience, people who don't have families yet, and people who use preferred pronouns.
It's just, it's so mean. Like, Democrats, this whole thing is trying to make life better for people with
I don't know if that's Democrats' whole thing.
That's true.
Fucking,
but like,
that's a fucking
legislatively, you know, they're trying to fix global fucking warming and climate
change.
Are
they trying to fix global warming?
Shut up, man. I'm trying to make a fucking point here.
But
the right seems more concerned about the culture wars when it's like, dude, we got bigger fish to fry.
I can't agree with that. Democrats are pretty tied up with culture war stuff, too.
That's true. Everybody is. So they should vote us for president.
Vote us for president. I will say, Biden has been, like, pretty fucking based about this. The, you know,
They, don't say based, dude. That's cringe to say based.
Look, if all these fucking...
it's giving cringe to
if
say
all these
based.
Kids are going to DM me based in mid, I'm going to start using it.
Yeah, I'm going to...
My head's going to explode. I know what it means now.
Yeah?
Someone asked him directly, like, when he was giving the press conference, he was walking out, and they were like, you know, what about people who didn't, you know... who didn't go to college and don't see any benefit from this, blah, blah, blah. And he just, like, turned around as he was walking out, and he's like, what about all the tax cuts that go to the rich and no poor people ever see? What about, like, and so it's just like, shut the fuck up.
Biden was being interviewed on Face the Nation. I think it's on ABC or whoever. But he's asked this question, and he gives a great response that if Trump gave the same response, everybody on the right would be applauding him for being a populist.
If the Taliban ends up back in control and women end up losing the
rights. No, I don't. Look, are you telling me that we should go into China because go to war with China because what they're doing to the Uyghurs, a million Uyghurs in the out in the West in concentration camps? Is that what you're saying to me?
It was your quote, sir. I was asking you.
No,
what you
I know. I gave you my I gave the answer. You, do I bear responsibility? Zero responsibility. Mm-hmm. The responsibility I have is to protect America's national self-interest and not put our women and men in harm's way to try to solve every single problem in the world by use of force. That's my responsibility as president, and that's what I'll do as president.
I thought that that answer was interesting.
It and doesn't it, seem super populist.
Well, kind of, because it's just about, like, America's problems first. America first. Well, yeah. Either way, I liked that one little sound bit of him saying... we can't solve every single one of the world's problems by force. And it does present...
And he's like, that's what the CIA is doing by toppling government. I'm not going to fucking do it.
Yeah, what's that? JOC like, or whatever? JSOC or whatever? The joint... There's some security, private security force that the president has direct control over that has, like, no accountability.
I don't know.
JSOC? Yeah, Joint Special Operations Command. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's like, look, I'm not going to get us into a big military engagement.
But then at the same time, it sucks because it's, you know, the, yeah. Do we have a moral, is there a moral imperative for us to do?
All right, I feel like we're getting very far from the student loans.
Yeah, so the student loan thing, that would be like being upset at a tax cut because, hey, I was just paying higher taxes and now these people... are paying lower taxes from this tax cut? That's not fair. Even though a tax cut benefits everybody under it, but still.
Also, people seem to have a weird understanding of how this is going to work. People think that working people somehow pay for this. We were cracking up. I wish I should have saved the tweet, but we were cracking up at the woman who tweeted at one of them who was like, guy who doesn't understand how taxes work, just very scared that he now owes $20 billion for a new fighter jet.
Yeah.
So everybody... relax.
Everybody fucking
also, relax. It's important to note that, you know, I obviously and a lot of people wish that Biden went way further. He could have. And
could he, though? Like, didn't Nancy Pelosi say recently that the president has no power? That's another thing that's confusing to me.
No, we've covered this before. The president has the power to cancel the debt. You think there's like some kind of constitutional thing?
I have no idea.
The president can cancel a little bit of debt.
Got it. He looked up some of their old tweets. That's how he's canceling the debt.
Right.
The debt made some questionable tweets in 2012 about gay people.
That's how we got him. That's how we finally
that's how
got
we
him.
Canceled the debt.
But this is it's a huge deal. You know, there were articles like tracing the roots of this, you know, back to Occupy Wall Street. So I mean, this is more than a decade of, and at that point it all seemed like a joke, right? You know, it's like there's no way they're ever going to do that. Even up until, you know, the 2016 campaign, I remember, like, even on the left, people were like, you're insane. You're out of your mind. Like, that's not ever going to happen. 2020, it seemed like an absolute pie in the sky thing. And people just kept pushing and fighting. David Dayen, who we had on this show, you know, did a lot of work putting in hours looking up whether or not the president had the authority to do this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. Right.
So it's really wild to see. Even though it's not wiping out everyone's debt, it could be, I mean, we'll have to see how it all shakes out, but it could be up to 20 million people get their debt completely wiped out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
That's almost half of
that would be so unfair.
Another thing to mention, too, while everyone's going to be talking about the 10 to 20K that's going to be forgiven, there are new policies that are going to be pretty big for people who will still owe money. Mm-hmm. Let me make sure I get this right. The first one is they're restructuring the way the income-based repayments work. Basically, everyone is on an income-based repayment plan now. That used to be capped at 10% of your income. So okay. you wouldn't have to pay more than 10% of your monthly income. Cut in half now, 5%. I mean, this is all for undergraduate loans. I don't think this touches graduate school loans.
Okay.
But so, I mean, that's huge. If you make 60 grand a year, what do you make? 5 grand every month? So you can divide 60 by 12, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, let me check. Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, your payment, if it used to be $500, it's now going to be $250.
Great.
Huge. Another big thing, because when I first heard about this, you know, for me, I was like, 10 grand's not going to mean a thing to me. Mine, with interest, it'll balloon back. I won't have any chance. That's not going to help me catch up on it.
Sure.
Because of the interest. Now, as long as you're in one of these plans and making payments, and that payment can be $0, there's a certain threshold. I think it's $30,000 now. If you make $30,000 or less, your payment is $0, but it still counts towards your monthly payments. It like pretends like you made a payment for that month.
Okay.
Because income-based repayment plans, after I think it's 20 years, 10 to 20 years, it's done. It's forgiven.
Boy, these income-based repayment plans
sure are based.
No, they sure are cringe. These income cringe. What about the income cringe? Oh, man, I'm just fucking up left and right.
It's all right. Dude. But so now, as long as those payments are made, your interest is not going up.
Okay. From the interest being what? How much?
It depends. I think mine's 4.5%.
Damn.
But that's huge, because that was one of the things, you know, I have friends who have paid, say, 200 grand on 180 grand of loan, $180,000 of loan.
Jesus Christ, 180.
And they're still not paid off.
We got to go.
Because that interest.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. When these people complain about it, like, you took that loan out, pay it back. They have paid it back, right? They've paid it back, but they can't get ahead of the loans. You have people who took out $40,000 and have paid back $60,000.
Yeah.
And they can't get out in front of this thing.
Yeah, because the interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a interest cringe loan right there.
Another thing is, like, this is, people weren't forced into this, but this is what the policy was, right? Yeah. Like, from, you know, basically Clinton up through Obama, it was go get an education. Mm-hmm. Like,
and
we're doing these loans, so you and the rise of college costs followed that, right? Mm-hmm. And so we told everyone you have, and now you're seeing it still. You see job postings for that are that the salary is $35,000 a year. It requires a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, we created the system, and now we're just saddling these people with debt.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's a shitty time to be a person, especially one with student debt.
Yeah,
not me though, folks. Sorry.
Hey, it's all right.
Take a lesson. Have a grandma and grandpa who were teachers. And
then kill them.
And kill them. I should go visit their graves. They're at some Jew cemetery off of the 5 freeway.
I don't think you can call it a Jew cemetery.
Or the 110? It's off the 5 or something. They're in a mausoleum. Or like the, not a mausoleum, but the indoor one where you're in a wall. Mm-hmm. Like, why the fuck would you want to be buried in there?
Dude, someone was just telling us about this.
The stink.
Oh,
Garrett.
It was Garrett.
Yeah. Stinky winky, man. Stinky in there.
Anyway, let us know. Let us know if you're getting your fucking loans wiped out, though.
Yeah,
and
let
fucking
us know.
Congratulations. Also, if you do get your loans wiped out, keep fighting for people who still have loans. Yeah. We're getting all this shit wiped
don't
out.
Cry about it, man. God.
What do you mean?
Don't cry about it if it's unfair.
Oh, don't cry. I mean, yeah.
So what?
Also, a lot of people think it's some kind of gift to the wealthy. The wealthy do not have student loans, my man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They have wealthy parents who pay for them.
They sure do.
The best thing is also seeing
an important consideration here too is that only 8 million people will be automatically enrolled, and likely 30 million plus will have to apply.
Make sure to apply.
So you gotta apply, baby.
Don't get left behind. The federal government will not be fucking calling you to make sure you do it. So make sure you get your shit
don't
sorted
assume.
Out. Yes.
You got to get that shit sorted. Good luck.
And call them and annoy them and be like, am I on the right plan? Make sure they're keeping track of your income-based repayment plan. It took them 10 years to figure out the fucking public interest forgiveness program. So do not sleep on the Department of Education.
Don't sleep on it. Sleep in it.
There we go.
Japan is that's not a good transition. No, you got. People are excited about your new water bottle.
Should
by
I tell
the way.
Them what happened?
I'll tell them while you take the sip.
I'll
he left
tell.
It. He
no.
Left, fuck. Okay, what happened? Can you do it without saying
Why are you giving me shit? You know, that's just how I talk.
That's how we do it.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm trying to help. I'm trying to
you
be helpful.
You want to be like your little internet friends? You make fun of people, cut people down?
I don't make fun of people.
You just made fun of me.
I didn't make fun.
No.
I asked if you could do it without
you
saying,
You made me that sound.
Can you?
That wasn't a can nice you? Thing.
Emil.
Let me think about it. And if I can't do it, I'll beat the hell out of you.
What
with
happened
my,
to your,
my fucking landline
You're not
going to
beat me. You're going to kiss me. Oh, with the phone? Fuck. Yeah. You.
So I was going to Mexico City. Right. I was in a rush because Ben got here late. I asked him if we could record 30 minutes earlier. And he was like, yes, sure, bud. It was actually his idea. He said, why don't we get you out of there early? We'll show up earlier. He shows up 15 minutes later than usual, which is kind of...
It was later than usual?
Yeah.
Fuck.
We were all sitting here texting you. And then I'm racing through the airport. I get through. They pull my bag and I'm like, God damn it. I forgot to pour the water out of my bottle. I begged her to just pour the water out. She was like, no, you can either go back around or we keep the bottle, which is an insane policy.
So and I said, I don't... She wanted the bottle for herself.
Yeah, I said, I don't have time to go back around because my goddamn co-host, who never lets me forget that I say, sometimes, was late today. And she said, I'm sorry. Enjoy Mexico. Did I do it without saying,
You did.
Good. All right, tell us about Japan, you little freak.
Japan. It was a big shock yesterday. They're reversing their stance on nuclear power post Fukushima. Post Fukushima. They're restarting some of their old reactors. I think they have 6 active reactors and 3 ones that are like down for repairs or something, but they're restarting those 3 and they're considering building some next gen plants. There's a lot of hype bubbling around nuclear power lately as being...
I wonder why.
Why? Because it's clean and efficient?
No, because there's a war in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think the most interesting part about the whole like climate change thing and this the energy crisis...
What's the most interesting part about climate change?
Well, the thing that I don't think many people considered, myself included, is how...
Hot it's going to get.
Well, with the droughts and the water levels dropping... There's ships, like there's all sort
Nazi ships washing up on shore. Have you seen this?
What?
In Europe, there's such severe droughts. Nazi ships are poking out of the water.
Like sunken ones?
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's pretty
tight.
Sorry,
keep going.
So that's one part of the climate change and drought that I never considered is the fact that these rivers are drying up and they're vital for transportation, for coal, for all sorts of resources and commerce, and you know,
yeah, that's what these fucking big hotshots, these fat cats down in Wall Street, didn't account for.
They did.
They were like, "Wow, it'll cost us a lot on our bottom line if we do anything to make these practices more green." And then they're like, "Gosh, shit, ships don't go when the water
ship don't go when the water too low. Ship don't go when the water too low." That's the remember, gentlemen.
Oh!
I'm whacking the board here with my pointer. Ship don't go when the water too low. But the nuclear thing is interesting because it got a lot of flack for a long time, and I remember thinking, oh yeah, nuclear power is dangerous and it's like dirty or something.
Well, we've seen a lot of horrifying stories. I mean, yeah. Fukushima, for example,
Chernobyl.
Fukushima is what, 2011? So, I mean,
yeah.
There were some horrifying pictures. I remember being like disturbed.
Yeah, it's scary. But when done properly and when you learn from those experiences, you can better...
Also, I think when you take aggregate amount of the harm that everything, all the fossil fuels we're using now, I mean, people don't really take into account what we're doing to ourselves with all these carbon emissions and everything and all these fossil fuel burning.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of health effects.
Yeah.
We're all living shorter lives because of it.
Yeah.
I think it was David Wallace Wells who wrote a great book on, I can't remember what it's called, on climate change, but he had this stat about how, so remember when EasyPass was introduced? Or it's probably called something else, Fast Track,
yeah.
On the East Coast, it was Easy Pass, and it's called something else everywhere else. But you could now...
Toll roads.
Yeah, you could now go through the tolls without stopping. And then they introduced the ones where You just had the thing, it would read it. And so no more tolls. It either picks up your reader or takes a picture of your license plate and sends you a bill.
Right.
The amount of like birth defects, like congestion issues, all these like weird cancers just dropped dramatically because people were not idling. So in those neighborhoods where there was tolls, just the cars idling nearby was just causing all these health
problems.
Now,
that's not fair to the people who already got birth defects.
Right.
And everyone, they shouldn't do that.
Everyone should have to die.
Because I already suffered.
I have lung cancer. I want my kids to have lung cancer. I want everyone to have lung cancer.
They shouldn't let us know that cigarettes are, like, the doctor's deciding, we just realized that cigarettes are bad. We got to let people know. Some guy's like, that's not fair to the people who have already been smoking.
Oh, I will say, because there is another argument that people say about the student loans of like, well, you know, this doesn't do anything to address the ballooning costs of these higher education institutions. But that's the real problem. You have to address that. And it's like, my man, yes, do both. Like it doesn't stop here.
Yeah.
Keep fighting for that, pal. Yeah.
You're almost
there. We love
there.
That.
You're almost there.
We're not against that.
Yeah.
We're for that, pal. We're with you.
These people, I swear to God.
Anyway,
the basket of uranium stocks, I think, is interesting. I'm going to just belt off a few off the top of my head.
Belt them off.
CCJ.
CCJ.
UUUU.
Me?
That's the ticker symbol.
Oh.
It's four U's.
For me?
There's UROY.
I did not, Roy. I'm sorry, but I did not.
There's also UEC.
I don't know if I did.
There's also, you got no others. I think there's NXE. So that basket, I'm pissed because I had a bunch of quad U. I'll just call it that. U. Stop. Stop. But they all, I still have UROY. I have UROY. CCJ is setting up interestingly. If you look at the weekly chart especially, it's just kind of been like on a long kind of there's a lot of uranium stocks out there. So if you're interested in investing in nuclear power, if you believe that there's a future for it, which I personally do, I think that there's probably something to be said for the fact that the whole Russia thing is kind of become a, what do you call that? A pushing stone? Yeah, pushing stone.
A pushing stone.
Yeah,
the whole Russia thing has become
a pushing stone for nuclear power or something. It's like pulling it forward.
A linchpin?
A linchpin? No, it's like a catalyst.
Nice.
It's a catalyst for.
I knew you'd get there.
But it's quicker catalyst.
If I help you, you never learn.
What's the word for a quicker catalyst?
A pushing stone.
Pushing stone. It's a pushing stone for nuclear power. And I think that there's, because now it's kind of they caught with their pants down. Now they are so dependent on these other, it's so much smarter to be energy independent, I think is what a lot of countries are realizing, including and especially Japan, and including and especially, you know, many countries in the EU. So, and America for that matter. Like there's the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant here in California that they're trying to push to keep open because, hey,
more power.
We need power, yeah. Baby. We need power.
Man, I've been enjoying. So there's this account. I think it's called Cars Ruined Our City. Hmm. Cars Ruined Our Cities. And it takes pictures of
before and after.
Yeah. And what they look like now. But another, I think from there, it pointed me to, you know, this thing about how it's not too late to transition away from cars and move into cities that make more sense. And I think it's Amsterdam. They have pictures of Amsterdam in the 1970s, full of cars, right?
No
and
shit.
It's just like a fully car city. And now it's just, you know, bike lanes, people walking. It's just very...
Well, bikes are gay.
Bikes are gay, and if you ride one, you suck.
That's what Steven Crowder would say.
No, that's the...
Well, people who use preferred pronouns, they like bikes. So I don't want to live in a city with that. I want big car.
Do you know that he...
He wears gun straps?
Dude, he wears holsters.
Yeah,
because
he's
side.
A fucking like, wiener. How come, what is with all these big, I wanted to talk about this on 8-Ball when we record, but because the whole Dave Portnoy
that, like,
and that Alex Stein guy thing.
What's that?
We'll cover it, trust me. It's good. But a lot of these personalities are like failed, like Steven Crowder, failed comedian. Ben Shapiro, failed screenwriter.
That's so odd because they're both so funny.
I know. It's weird. Well, because lefties just can't take a joke. Is the
That's their problem.
That's their problem.
Fuck.
Yeah,
it sucks.
It's that fucking Simpsons meme with Principal Skinner saying, no, it's the children who are wrong.
Yeah.
That's the impetus for their whole careers. It's everybody else who's wrong. Gavin McInnes.
That's even funnier because it just goes, it's so much insecurity.
Yeah.
And it all just manifests in wearing fucking gun holsters.
Yeah.
In your dumb little studio.
I wish nothing but the worst for these people. Actually, I should say, I don't want to perpetuate that kind of shit.
No, man. You got to like do some radical love shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I hope you find enlightenment and realize just how, I can't imagine these people taking mushrooms and experiencing their kind of ego death and just realizing like, oh my God, I am so toxic.
Wait, we're all in this together?
To millions of people?
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm perpetuating a cycle of like hatred and bigotry.
Oh shit.
Fuck. I should do something about that.
I just found out I love everybody.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's got to be a weird realization.
Bikes
aren't gay?
Having clean air is good?
Oh, man. If Steven Crowder rode a bike on acid.
Oh, jeez.
His whole shit would change, man.
Yeah, his whole shit would change.
Steven Crowder, do acid with me challenge. Actually, I can't do that. Would.
Oh, no. You got to do it in a way that he understands. You got to challenge him to a debate about, fuck it, I don't know. Prove me wrong or something. Get a desk with a sign that says something about something.
Oh, yeah.
Prove
what's his whole
wrong.
Thing? Prove me wrong?
Yeah, it's prove me wrong or something.
And he like cuts it together to make college kids look
like
idiots.
Yeah, and he debates fucking 20-year-olds.
You're right.
And even then, debate is, he's just such a disingenuous prick. He's a penis. He is a penis. You look at him, he's got a smug face like a penis would have. So anyway,
he'll figure it out.
Speaking of penises, Jackson Hole Symposium is...
Whose hole?
Jackson's hole.
Okay.
No. The Jackson Hole Symposium is an annual thing where the Fed people all get together and self-suck. And it's happening tomorrow morning for us, today for you, a few hours ago.
I can't believe they would do it on my birthday.
I know. So a lot of people are expecting downside in the markets because they expect... Jay Powell to double down on his commitment to crushing inflation and deliver an aggressive tightening message and crush any hopes for a rate cut later this year. Because now, basically, because they've been tightening so quickly, raising rates, everybody thinks that the Fed's going to slow down, which would be bullish a little bit. Because it's like, oh, they're going to slow down a little bit and not speed up. But so he's expected to reiterate his case. Everybody kind of knows already what he's going to say. So what does that mean, Emil? It's baked in.
Priced in. It's all priced in, you dumb fuck.
Guy.
Try to catch this one.
So he's...
You'll end up crying.
He's expected to reiterate his case for slowing the pace of tightening while also stressing that they are committed to bringing down inflation, but that their policy decisions will depend on incoming data. They also don't want to cause a recession by moving too fast. So basically, yeah.
Basically the same thing.
They're saying the same thing like, hey, we're just going to wait for the data and kind of go play it by ear.
I'm not going to do what everyone thinks I'm going to do.
But on average, so this is an interesting little statistic.
Give it to me.
Did you know that September is historically the worst month? The 21st of September song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's because of the Earth, Wind, and Fire song.
Yeah.
That's why the stock market.
Direct correlation.
Because all the traders are out there singing the song every day.
They can't get anything done.
They say, sell everything. We're going to be singing Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Burn it. And they're just not doing anything.
Selling all my stocks.
And their boss is like, yeah, that's great.
Buying bonds and selling all my stocks. Yeah. So that's what they do. They sell all their stocks. But since 1950.
When that song came out.
The S&P, or I think it's the S&P, averages -0.5%. And did you know that November is the strong? So seasonally speaking, I believe.
Because of the Christmas season coming.
Probably, yeah. They call it the Santa rally. November is the strongest month. And since 1950, it averages 1.7% higher. So today.
I'm gonna be in Japan just feeling it.
Yeah.
It's happening.
The strength of the bull market. So one of the Fed presidents this morning for us, yesterday for you, said that it was Harker. He doesn't see a sustained risk of recession, which is good. And he is personally not in the camp of taking rates way up and then
what camp are you in?
The
huh?
slow, steady wins the race thing. Because as long as they don't see, if the Fed comes out and says we don't see a recession as being necessary and we're capable of doing this soft landing, the more that it proves to be true, the more things will kind of calm down, I think. Jackson Hole?
Jackson Hole? We should go. What are you doing tomorrow besides my birthday? We'll fly out tonight.
Literally nothing.
We're going to Jackson Hole, baby.
Jackson Hole. Is it in Wyoming?
Mm-hmm. Have you been?
Yeah. No, many times. I go to Jackson Hole all the time.
Don't say it like it's crazy. I know so many people from LA who go to Jackson Hole.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a lovely place, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you fucking with me?
Dude, it's like one of the nicest. It's like a bougie-ass fucking resort town.
Jackson
Look
Hole.
At that.
I don't see any hole. Wow, that is beautiful. Look at that grass.
I mean, those are normally ski roads, probably.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Keep going. Look at this shit.
Still never been skiing.
You've never been skiing?
No.
Come on, man. People are going to Jackson Hole like it's nobody's biz. Wait, hit that ski map.
Damn.
That's just miles and miles of trails.
Look at all that shit. Are there bears? Are there grizzly bears in Wyoming?
I'd imagine.
There's got to be, man. It's weird that California used to have grizzlies. Like, that seems too, like,
I think it's even weirder that everyone was like, we got to kill them all, every last one.
Well, maybe they said some racist things on Twitter.
Would that be worth it? Should we kill everyone who says something fucked up?
Yes. Especially geared toward me. I thought the timer said 43 minutes. No, it's 48. We're running out of time, but I wanted to get to this Google thing. Google... I'm a fucking clown today, dude.
Most days.
You got Gmail, right? You're a Gmail user, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so am I. I used to have Yahoo.
I'm sending my emails.
I'll even put out my old Yahoo email.
No, don't.
You can email it. Benjamin.con@yahoo.com.
No Boomerman?
No, Boomerman was AOL, son.
Fuck.
Yeah. Actually, it was like Basket Case 2415 or something. Boomer 2415.
Yeah, because Green Day fucking rocks.
Yeah, dude, I loved Green Day. So
what's going on with Gmail?
Gmail, have you noticed, Emil, that sometimes you have emails that
aren't emails?
Yeah, they're ads.
Yeah, that pisses me right off.
Doesn't that piss you off? Mm-hmm. You know who else it pisses off? The good folks in the European Union.
What'd they do?
The EU. The U. EU.
Ew.
The EU court says that Google breached a ruling by sending unsolicited ad emails.
I'll tell you what, the EU really gives big tech the business.
They really care about privacy.
They also might be forcing Apple to change their chargers.
Yeah, no, they are.
Yeah.
And they're changing them stateside too. I think they have until like 2024 or something to make it all USB, to make it all universal.
Yeah.
Which is cool because they've enjoyed it for long enough. All right, Apple, you were the biggest company in the world.
Right.
You're getting everybody to buy these fucking phones. But so they, the EU court said that Alphabet, aka Google, should ask users for prior consent before sending any direct marketing emails. Which is funny because you know how Google's going to solve it? There's going to probably be a pop-up that says, like, we've changed our terms and conditions. Do you agree to this? And in there, it's going to be like, you agree to getting ads. You agree to this. Yeah. You agree to getting unconsent. You now
like,
consent.
I don't know, dude. I'm trying to get work done.
Yeah, just... Can
I'm
you give
to say
us...
Dua Lipa emailed me back.
Oh, man. So it is interesting that they're fighting them, but is it going to amount to anything? Probably not. And that's how they make all their money, is advertising.
Don't sleep on the EU.
Yeah. EU.
EU.
Did France fart? EU. God, with all that stinky cheese.
You know it smelled crazy.
You know it smelled crazy.
Just looking at France.
Yeah.
You know it smelled crazy in there.
Are you looking at France with binoculars
I'm like,
from Spain or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I'm in like London. You know it smelled crazy in there.
Do it into the camera. You with your binoculars. Damn, look at France over there.
You know it smelled crazy in there.
You know it smelled like Roquefort or some shit. Meanwhile, so Google's also not fucking around with Apple. There's a big ad campaign. There's a big campaign.
I'm surprised it took this long.
Seriously, though, man. A Google Social out-of-home campaign tells Apple to, quote, get the message. And it's all about attacking Apple, making... This is part of their Apple's ploy, is like, they make it unsexy to get the green text. Like, it's a meme that...
I have friends who switched to Android and then switched back because they were like, it ruined socially. Yeah. I was like... exiled from group chats. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's very real.
It's very real. The image quality when you send an image or video
is... Oh,
it's
all blurry. Yeah. A video, forget it. Yeah. It's like, I'm like, why did you send me the tiniest video in the world?
Yeah. Sometimes emojis get interpreted poorly and it's just like a question mark box thing. Yeah. They've been fucking with Google and Android, just basically any non-iPhone.
As fucked up as it is, it was a good idea. It was basically
brilliant.
It was basically another social media platform that you could only access from their hardware.
Yeah.
I mean, even all the fun little stupid things like sending the Memoji stickers and all the bullshit.
Yeah. It's a monopolistic adjacent thing. So they...
But I didn't know it was so easy. I thought it was like an actual... I thought there was an actual reason behind it, right?
Yeah.
That like only iPhones could talk to each other, but Android is saying that no, it's just that Apple refuses to let us in.
Yeah. Android is their campaign is hashtag get the message, and they're trying to push Apple to adopt some kind of standard protocol.
Well, not only that, you know what's great about being on iPhone as well? If you're traveling abroad, you don't need to start using WhatsApp or Viber or anything else.
Wi-Fi.
You can still use iMessage, which is great.
Yeah. So it makes me wonder, like, so your friend who switched back, and I've got friends who were Android users who finally capitulated and got iPhones. It makes me wonder how much of their sales is due to just the inescapable, involuntary cult of iMessage. I would switch. I'm still pissed off. I've got like the latest fucking thing here and it still takes dog shit pictures. I don't understand.
It depends what... I like it because all of my things talk to each other. I have a MacBook, I have my phone, I have my watch. Everything syncs, which is very nice.
That is nice.
I take terrible pictures anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter. Even if you gave me the nicest camera, they're coming out dog shit.
Yeah.
I just don't.
And like the front facing camera, when I try to do a video, it comes out all fucking grainy.
Now that I've grayscaled my phone, people get like, when we were in Mexico City, my friends were like, take a picture of me. I'm taking them and I'm like, oh, we'll see what they look like. It's all in black and white, but. And they were like, dude, can you just take it off for Mexico City?
No.
I don't want to look at my phone in Mexico City.
So I do wonder if that will have a negative effect on sales.
See, they got that 14 coming out.
Oh yeah. And like, it will be really interesting because if this campaign is successful and they get the FCC or whoever is responsible or the EU anywhere, whatever, if they get Apple, if they force Apple's hand to adopt some kind of universal protocol to make messaging seamless across devices and not just discriminate against anything non-Apple, it will be interesting to see if their iPhone sales will take a hit. And if they do, oh man, I bet Apple stock just gets walloped. Because like their entire...
I can't imagine that's the only draw. I think it'd be a small bump, to be honest.
You never know. You never know. I bet there's a lot of Apple users who would be curious to
iPhones are nice to use outside of iMessage.
That's true.
As well.
They is tight.
They're
like them.
Very easy to use.
Yeah.
I will say Androids, they have stuff that I'm surprised it's taken this long. Like, I think with the next update, we're finally getting the unsend feature. We're finally getting the schedule a text feature. We're finally getting edit text, maybe. And all these things, Androids have had access. I was so pissed when I heard that Android users could schedule texts. I want that so bad.
Schedule text.
So like, if I forgot to text someone and I'm like, ah, shit, it's like, it's midnight, I'm about to go to bed, I don't want to forget to text them tomorrow. I could just, before I'm going to bed, be like, hey, sorry, I was busy today, dinner, and then schedule it for like 8 in the morning. So it seems like I'm a normal person not texting them at
Gotcha.
12:30.
That's going to do wonders for Instagram comedians, these new features. Oh, man.
Why?
Because they're going to be coming up with all sorts of hilarious, like, sketches about...
Like what?
About shit like that. Like, oh, man, I accidentally sent my mom a fucking text that I meant to send to my girlfriend. I better click that unsend. But then I unsent the wrong text. Oh, no, now it's even worse. Oh, man. Oh, I'm scheduling a text. I'm scheduling a text to my girlfriend. Oh, no, I sent it to my side chick. Or vice versa. Oh, no, I'm scheduling a text to my side chick.
I'd love to see your explore page.
Oh, I sent it to my girlfriend. No. You know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, no, I know that kind of content.
You had to have been.
I'm for sure getting that as well.
Yeah. I'm not getting it, but I just know that that exists because it's like an offshoot of Vine back in the day.
Vine really started the front-facing camera comedian.
It started everything, man.
Not everything.
Everything. No, it started a lot of shit.
Like?
I don't know, man. Don't put me on the spot like that. I don't know.
6-second videos?
6 seconds. It was a great idea. It was really fun while it lasted. Also, apparently iPhones are going to have more ads on them, which is great. We need more ads. I can't wait to get an ad while I'm taking a shit.
Oh, well, that's what's funny. So they released that update that everyone, I mean, I loved. You could now ask app not to track. So every app wasn't tracking your shit and selling it for advertisements and everything. And it was like, okay, thanks for that, Apple. And then they're like, actually, we're going to use it for putting more ads on stuff.
Our thing.
We just thought it'd be funny if, like, instead of Google giving you the ads, if
we give it to you.
We give it to you.
Yeah.
But don't worry. It'll be stuff you actually like because we're tracking all your stuff.
Yeah, we are. Nobody else is.
No, they're not tracking anymore. We are.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Let us do it.
Tim Apple is rolling in his grave.
No, he's alive. Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs? Where is he?
He's dead.
You said he's alive.
No,
oh, I said Tim.
You said
Apple?
Tim Apple.
Oh, whoops, Steve Apple.
Tim
I meant
Cook
Steve Apple.
Is Tim Cook is alive and well? I don't know if he's well.
He's probably well. Tim Cook.
Hey, I bet he's real well, sitting on a fat stack of cash.
Dude, his stock options and all that shit. He's making a killing. There was so much concern. Well, there wasn't that much concern, but
well,
like,
was when, there or not?
When Steve Jobs died,
yeah.
When he RIP'd, he RIP'd.
Okay.
The stock dropped immediately,
yeah.
But then immediately bounced back because it was like, it's priced in. We knew
it. Like, Tim Cook rocked.
No, it was we knew.
We fucking loved him.
It was we knew Steve Jobs was going to die. He was on his way out.
And he was
this
doing like
surprising.
A juice. He was doing a juice cleanse to fight cancer. So
yeah, he was like, I have a very, very deadly pancreatic cancer that's like almost incurable. I know what I'll do. I'll drink juice.
I mean, I think he was dead either way.
Probably.
I'm going to put 1,000 songs in your pocket.
I wish we had a soundbite of that. I need it. We need to get a soundboard like Cody and Noel have where I can just press a button, not an iPad, where I just go, 1,000 songs in your pocket, shut the fuck up.
We had it and you abused it. You kept hitting the fart button.
That's not true at all.
I'll pull the clip.
I think you should prove it because the onus is on you, the accuser, to prove
I can literally pull the clip.
Pull it? From where?
The clip.
What if you pushed it instead?
I'll push the clip out to
the world. Speak to you in gym parlance that you understand.
Jim who? The guy from The Office?
No, gym like workout. Is it a push or a pull? You know, like push and pull movements? Fuck! It's not working!
Oh, is that what people say? I don't talk to anyone at the gym.
Oh, yeah, you just walk around barefoot like a little freak.
No, I don't.
You're absorbing everyone's fungus.
I do not walk around
yes,
barefoot.
Yes, you do. You do.
No, I told you one story where...
A guy told you not
no,
to walk around barefoot?
I had socks on, number one.
Oh, right. Because that's an impenetrable force.
There. See, now it seems like I was the bad guy. And that guy was a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell the whole story.
Thank God.
But I do not walk around barefoot.
Yeah.
And no, I get in, I get out.
I was doing... I can now do pull-ups with 25 pounds hanging from my waist.
Hell yes, brother.
It doesn't make a dent in my fucking shit brick house, though.
Really?
Brick shit house.
How many are you doing?
I do 5, and then I rest for a couple minutes, and then I do 5 more, and then I drop the weight down to 10, and I do 5, and then I wait, and then I do 5 more, and then I drop it down to nothing, and I do, like, 10.
Hey, just keep at it, pal.
I know.
You
I don't even
great.
Know where I'm getting stronger. Where is it? Is it in my biceps? Well, I don't know where. This is the part where we transition to gym talk.
It's gym talk. But wait, but pull-ups are going to be your fucking...
My lats?
Yeah.
So I'm going to look flared? I'm going to look triangular?
I mean, it's going to... it's like your whole upper body, but it's a lot of lat.
Oh, that's tight. Anyway, that...
And just, dude, back in general...
Yeah?
Your shit's going to look fucking crazy, dude.
Man, I can't wait for all the guys to love it.
Crazy.
All the guys at the gym are going to be like, damn, you're looking good, dude.
It is always guys. Anytime I've ever posted a shirtless picture on my story or whatever, my DMs are full of just men going like, dude, that looks sick. What's your secret?
So you love that.
Yeah. That's why I post it. Yeah. For the boys going absolutely brazy in the DMs.
Brazy?
Dude.
What's brazy?
It's like crazy, I think.
But like boys, boy crazy?
Brazy? Can we look up brazy? I know kids are saying it. I know they've said brazy.
Really?
Don't do
that. I'm
not.
I'm genuinely curious. I wasn't sure. I didn't think that you fucked up.
Brazy. It means crazy, but you replace the C with a B because if you oh, it's a blood thing? oh, shit. Brazy is actually a step above redonkulous.
Oh, that's interesting. You know how dumb I am?
Yes.
The urbandictionary.com URL, I swear to God, for years, I read it as your ban. Like, you are.
It's like
your
aspartame. Or would you?
Aspartame.
Aspartame.
Yeah. Sometimes
and
my
if
brain...
you don't get that joke, you got to sign up for After Hours.
Yeah. I think I'm going to crack another Diet Coke because we're about to go into After Hours.
Ben's going to have a Diet Coke. I'm going to have a fucking donut. After Hours. Oh, also, there might be After Hours, like, members only merch coming.
That's
so,
true.
Like, we're working on that shit. You guys honestly won't even get the joke.
Yeah,
if you guys won't even know what the T-shirt means, or the bumper sticker, or the koozie,
yeah,
or the fucking sweatshirt,
yeah.
So
coming up in After Hours, we got the AMC Plus Pass. We're going to be talking about Cinemark filing for bankruptcy. We're going to be talking about Movie Pass coming back. We're going to be talking about some TikTok guy who looks just like me. Christ, I get it because you people keep telling me that. And the gayest place in town?
What's that?
I don't know.
I'll find out.
We'll find out at After Hours. That's it for whatever this show is called this week. Trillionaire Mindset this week.
What are we called this week?
The Trillionaire Mindset.
Trillionaire Mindset.
Be sure to the next week when Trillionaire Mindset returns for episode 49. This is 48. We're going to have a big...
This week on After Hours.
You know it smelled crazy in there.
Emil's birth day is now. Emil is... 48.
What?
My dick was like not having it. Being like, oh, and then, you know.
You're acting like I missed 9/11.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.